episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
This is Vincent Price, and you're listening to episode number 51 of the Rick and Roro Show on the 18th of October. Now, how much am I getting paid? Better go. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Vincent Price. He is still alive. Definitely still alive. And we have to pay him, though, Rollo. I think we have to work out a percentage thing of the royalties from the Rick and Rollo show.
G'day, buddy. I don't believe you. I think Vincent died soon after Edward Scissorhands. That was his last movie with Johnny Depp.
Death Faker, Vincent Price, Death Faker. He's 110 years old.
You don't believe anybody. You don't believe anybody dies. You think they just live forever?
I do. On this show, I say that. He just came in and did a bumper, and he asked for money. It sounds like Vincent Price to me. After what happened to him with
it didn't. Oh, woe to you, earth and fire! But the devil. Devil sends a priest with wrath because it is a human number.
That wasn't Vincent Price. That was someone else, thanks to Susan.
No, it was.
No, it wasn't. No, he did the Thriller, Ooh. Intro to Thriller. Mm. That was not him. That was someone imitating him because of what happened to him on Thriller. Iron Maiden wouldn't have been able to afford his. He would have said, I want 10% of that. Or 2%.
No, that's right.
But anyway, one of my
good, mate. Good. A bit sad. We'll get to why I'm quite sad.
Yeah. Well, it's not abnormal for you to be sad, but why not?
No, I'm sad because of a certain
Ace
death.
Freely,
this week, but
Ace Freely.
Yeah,
we'll talk
you
about
got
that
it.
A bit later. We'll talk about that.
We
a bit
will.
Later.
Let's my week has been fine. Look, my lawn is perfect.
So is mine.
It's like every single blade of grass. You'd be proud of me. I love it. I love it here. I swear to God, it's been so hot this week. We had the biggest thunderstorm last night. This electric lightning storm last night, and that scared the fuck. Scared the fuck out of Rosie. Oh, Rosie was scared.
Dogs, they
don't know what the fuck's going on when it comes to thunder and lightning, whereas I got my electricity bill, you know, because I've got these things on my roof.
Solar panel.
Yeah, these solar panels. You know how many I've got? I've got a fucking million of them up there.
33.
And, yeah, and I still got a 33. There you go. Right,
yeah. And Christy.
And I still got a bill for $50.
$50.
They should be paying me.
Yeah, no, they've been cunts about stuff, but to be honest, Rollo, $50 compared to
that's for a quarter. So that's for 3 months.
It should be $750 if you didn't have them. So you saved $700. No, listen, no.
Truth needs is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Yeah, truthmeets.com. Tom, Rick and Rollo 51, Saturday the 18th of October 2025. I was just talking about my electricity bill and how pissed off I am that I had to pay $50 for a quarter. And you know how much damage I can do with $50? I can buy a bottle of vodka, a box of Red Bull, and a packet of cigarettes for that $50.
I don't know about that. It must be cheap vodka.
But the vodka's Aldi. Oh, how was your week, Rick?
Oh, what about strangling animals, golf, and masturbating?
Holy shit!
But I can promise you now, there's one thing I definitely wasn't anything to do with, and that was golf. I've got nothing to do with golf. But no, I had a reasonably quiet week. No,
I wasn't expecting that answer. Strangling animals.
Golf and masturbating. That's from Monty. That's a Monty Python. That's a very funny. They ask a contestant. They said, "What are your hobbies outside summarizing Proust?" And he goes, "Strangling animals, golf, and masturbating." And he goes,
"That's like something Graham Chapman would write."
That was him that said. And then you hear a voiceover go, "It's Eric Idle voices over." And he goes. "Oh, he's let himself down on the hobbies. Golf's not very popular in this area."
Oh my God.
And I can't.
Do you remember Graham Chapman died on my birthday in 1989, on the 4th of October, 1989.
Did he? Now, that's interesting.
He did.
So he died on your birthday?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a bit morbid. I'm a bit morbid like that when
yes,
I.
You are.
Live. Yeah. But when it comes to births and deaths and music, I mean, the music that you were talking. That we had so much fun with the music last week with the, you know, George Baker, Little Green Back. I've been listening to that all week. I've mostly been listening to Kiss this week.
But just remember the reason I played it is that the actual lyrics, if you listen to it, is Little Green Back.
Yeah. You're right. Totally correct. Bag makes no sense at all. It's back.
I marketed it to the pot smokers, you know. But you know that when George Baker is real, like he's Dutch. Hekken Hugendegen, whatever his real surname is. He said,
"Right." Well, quite often
they put the song out and they had no idea. And he was sitting at work, and he heard that come on the radio, and he went, "Hang on a minute, you know, this is that song we just did last week," and it became a worldwide hit, and then got resurged again with. That fantastic movie.
I got it wrong last week. It was Reservoir Dogs. It wasn't Reservoir Dogs. Pulp Fiction.
You know the reason I love Reservoir Dogs is that because that was one of my favorite songs of the 60s. And because they have it in slow motion, they're all walking along with their suits on.
That's so beautiful.
And you know that grumpy.
I got the Lawrence Tierney. He picks up the pile of money and he knows a dollar hasn't been put in. Like seriously, yeah. you can but, seriously. But, no,
Apparently, he was so obnoxious to the director. What's his name?
Quentin Tarantino
refused to acknowledge him and cut a whole lot of stuff out and will never ever mention his name because apparently he was so he was a really obnoxious person. Quite often happens.
Yep, that's right. Apparently
so. I've never seen it happen in my days standing around watching films getting made. I never saw a single drama whatsoever in all that
time. Because Quentin was a young, it's his first script, and he's not in charge of casting.
So, that's right. Yeah, no, I think so, the first one was that one that he also did, he was not happy with, was that one Natural Born Killers. That Stone directed.
Yeah, he only produced that. He wrote the script.
But now he loves it, apparently. I have to recommend, Rollo, you look up Quentin Tarantino does these fantastic YouTubes on his views on movie making and movies, and they riveting.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And there's nothing about the guy that I don't find. And he has to be. He's a bit like Alfred Hitchcock. He has to have a little cameo, or because he was
way more than a cameo.
That's right. Yeah. Remember when they're talking on that table about Madonna and Like a Virgin and how she came up with the song. One of my favorite musicians of all time is Madonna. I've always liked her. She's mad. She's mad. You wouldn't want to be anywhere near her. It's a bit like there's quite a few people
Have you got birds attacking you? I can hear squawking.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm on my balcony. I've been pretty good boy today. I've only vomited once.
Blood.
No blood. All right, let me get through a few.
Let's go back into the RIPs then. All right.
All right, let's do our first one. No, let's talk about the dog. I want to get the dog situation sorted.
Now, I only know what I've seen you posting 8 trillion posts about some. He's a YouTuber influencer.
Yeah. And,
And apparently he's putting a shock collar on his collar.
Yeah. To get his dog to sit there for 5 hours behind him. But the thing was, it was so obvious that the dog yelped. He's a liar. He said that dogs, what's a claw? It's called a dew claw or something. You know, that claw up their, their front paws. There's a claw and he won't admit to the shock collar. You can buy them. Of course.
And I've seen the other ones that I've seen now. When I went to see Obi and Daisy yesterday at the job I do, the two little staffies.
You're so lucky. All the dogs you get to meet.
I don't have to feed them.
That little terrier looks so beautiful. Like one of the first dogs I ever had when I was a kid.
Terriers are beautiful little dogs, but I don't know if I'd like one. But my God, if you live up here, particularly where I live, and you're worried about snakes and anything like that, those dogs, even though they get killed by the snakes kill them. But they will.
I let Rosie under the house, and Christy's freaking out. No, she's under the house, and it's nice and cool under there because it's so hot this week. The weather has been so warm.
36 degrees out at Penrith yesterday. 36 degrees. It was about 32 here. 32 to me is normal. I could handle that. It's been a nice
What's that in Fahrenheit for our American friends? It's pretty bloody warm. And under the house, it is
Canada's
so cool.
Canada's been getting 30 degrees, according to I believe. I heard him say 30 degrees.
Speaking of Canada, there's something that I saw during the week. Fucking Katy Perry and fucking Justin Trudeau on $1 million yacht.
Oh my God. Could you imagine it? So there's, the girls like him because he's a good looking, because of his father.
He's a good looking fella.
Fidel Castro. His mother was a real slut. I had to use that word, but I do actually use it all the time. Margaret Trudeau, hung out with the Rolling Stones, just like, funnily enough, the Queen's sister, Princess Margaret. Margaret Trudeau and Margaret Windsor both used to hang out with, Mick Jagger and, partied hard and had all the money in the world and blah, blah, blah.
Windsor wasn't really their last name. It was Battenberg, wasn't it? Battenberg Goethe. Because they changed it in the war or something because they didn't want to look German or something. It was
100% right.
I know my history. But
I just phoned, I was at the gym, and I thought I wanted to get some beer, and I remembered that.
What's in your hand? What's in your hand
I'll tell you, it's four pines, which has apparently just been taken over, sadly, by someone else, but really nice Japanese-style lager, really nice beer. Anyway, I thought I'll ring Danny up to find out.
He worked. King
Charles's friend. Yeah. Anyway, I rang up.
Are they friends? So is it a professional relationship where he was?
He was in his regiment and he worked for him as well. But anyway, he said when he answers the phone, he goes, I rang this, ring, 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 ring. And then he goes, center of the universe, God speaking. And I burst out laughing.
Is that how he answers the phone?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
From the universe, God speaking. I just wasn't expecting that. And I said, God, have you got the Four Pines Lager, please, oh Lord? And he knew who it was. But yes, dude, I got the case, but they're only 18 cans for $48. Now, that's not a bargain. 18 cans. That's only 3 6-packs, really, but way cheaper than buying a 6-pack.
How much booze is in them? Are they
375? Yeah, full strength.
Full strength beers. Yeah. I'm on something new tonight.
Vodka.
I'm on the vodka. But
that's surprising.
But the mixer is different. I went. Because I was lazy this week, I just went, got a whole bunch of Aldi soda, lime and soda. Yeah, it's a mixer. I don't drink it.
Rollo tastes delicious. Red Bull is not good for you because it's got so much caffeine and taurine in it. It will kill you.
Oh, look. I'm not looking to live forever. I'm certainly
a miracle.
I know that Red Bull is not good for me. I'll stick to the lime soda.
Anything. How much is the bottle of vodka from Aldi for a foot?
$36.
That is cheap. And how big a bottle? It's 750 ml.
750. Yep.
It's
a 10-minute walk away. That's the trouble with me. I've got three of them.
Paradise.
I am in paradise, and I put them in the fridge just to make sure and I in the freezer, you know what I mean?
Freezer.
If I know if it freezes, it's I know that the good. vodka's no good. Because vodka should never but it doesn't. No, it's all good. Okay, so this Asan Piker guy, I just want to make sure again that I want to get this point across. He's a he's an internet piece of shit that
what country is he in?
Shock color. He's in America.
Right.
He's an American, and he needs a bit slap. All he needs to do is apologize. Look, I'll tell you a story, and you probably won't want to hear this. When I was a kid, we were on a farm. I was on a farm with a friend of mine, and you know you do stupid things when you're a kid.
Yes,
like you know, I've had bullets. I've been shot at by a real rifle and BB guns and the crazy shit we used to do. And well, the worst thing we ever did, and you know, I still think about it to this day, was we hooked up an electric fence, and it shocked one of my friend's dogs on the nose.
Oh.
And have you ever been shocked by an electric fence?
Oh yeah, many times. I've been punched in the arm. Yeah, pissed really on. Hard. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've never. I'm not that stupid, but no. But I certainly.
Yeah, well, that's.
I touched one.
And you know how sensitive a dog's nose is.
Yeah.
So and I saw the bloody arc go, and it went, and it cracked onto its nose, and the poor dog was. I don't think it was ever the same. I don't think it was ever the same again. You know, it was.
That's a bit nasty. Karma.
Yeah, I know.
Karma.
Yeah, well,
you guys.
Well, that's right. You know, it's like one of those things that you just try and wish that you could take it back, then you didn't do anything so stupid. We deliberately did it. Yeah.
Then Rollo, that's why you're being cursed.
We are. I am cursed a little bit, but. But the thing is, I can honestly talk to you. This is why I treat Rick and Rollo Saturday night as a sort of a therapy session.
It is a therapy session
because if either
of us got dementia, we'd be able to go back and listen to our own lives for the last 8 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we can.
Is it 8 years? I think it's nearly. It'd have to be nearly 9 years. I will finish the subject, but just remember the subject. Charlie Sheen. Speaking of 2017, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I read that article.
Eight years. Yeah. So we'll go back. Finish off with this. So this guy shocked a dog. Now he went into damage.
Yeah.
Control.
Okay.
He refuses
to think he did anything wrong. The guy's like, he's a spoiled brat. He's a millionaire. He's got a car worth more than my house.
From talking on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right.
This is unfair. How come I haven't got a car worth that amount of money and I actually do something productive with my life? Work-wise.
Maybe you did something wrong in your previous life. All right. Anyway, this is Sam Piker. We'll let him go. All right. A couple of, rest in peace. Diane Keaton. So we lost her. Annie Hall. She was a sweetheart. She was always
with Woody Allen regularly. Allen actress.
Yeah.
And she was that cool kind of chick.
She was cool.
A lot of females
very
identify
strong,
with her.
Strong yep. female woman. She was in a movie with Jack Nicholson called Something's Gotta Give. And I really did enjoy that movie, you know, because Jack was this womanizing guy. And then, Jack Nicholson, you know, everyone loves.
Wendy, I'm home. Wendy, I'm home. Yeah. That one.
Oh, when we lost, when we lost, where we lost. Who was the one out of The Shining? That really unusual, thin-looking one that was in. She was in that. She was in a movie with Robin Williams,
Popeye.
Where she played Popeye. She played olive oil. Remember? Yeah.
I found her quite attractive in her younger, in The Shining era. She was. There's something about her that was quite attractive.
It was.
No, but interesting that
not when the accent's coming through and here's Johnny. Poor thing.
Yeah. Here's Johnny. What a fantastic.
How many times did that guy make her do the same scene over and over or something?
It went for weeks, and even the scene is like you're listening.
Rick and
to
roll. Roll.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
This is Vincent Price on the 18th of October, 1923. No, 2025. And this is the Rick and Rero Show.
Didn't you die years ago after the last movie I saw you in? Hey, Vincent, the last movie I saw you in was Johnny Depp's film, Edward Scissorhands.
That's right.
You were good in that.
This is Vincent Price, and I was in that movie.
Yeah. Did you take part in Iron Maiden's was that someone pretending to be you in Iron Maiden? Woe to you, O Earth and Sea.
That was me, Rollo. That was not me.
It was you. It was you.
Was not me, Rollo. Anyway.
It wasn't you.
Rollo, I have to go.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Right. Vincent, go back to your grave. Go back to your grave and enjoy your death.
Thank you, Vincent Price. I'm pretty sure that is him. Anyway, Rick and Rollo episode number, can you believe it? 51 episodes of Rick and Rollo. And that's only 51 on truthmeets.com. On truthmeets.com, the psychologist, or radiophakeologist.com. There would have to be at least a couple of hundred easily over this last, because we did something every week for a long time.
That's right. We're on fakeologist for a bit. Years, and then we did. Yeah.
Now, anyway, can I just bring this up about Charlie Sheen. So we're getting a whole lot of Charlies at the moment. We've got King Charles, Charlie Hebdo, back that was a while ago. The Charlie, what's his name? Charlie Kirk.
His name's Charlie Estevez.
That's right. Originally, yes, but he's Charlie. Now, so all of a sudden, he's come back at the same time. Now, I do believe there was the same day as Charles. Is it Charlie Kirk got shot? I'm putting that in air quotes.
Have you actually seen the video footage of him getting shot in the neck?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I saw
three different ones. Mm. The first one I saw looked it was from a long distance, and you saw this bang. And you had, if you've ever shot anything, and I have, even an orange, for instance.
Me too.
You shoot an orange. And you hit the orange.
You've seen Day of the Jackal when you shoot a watermelon.
Hang on. I'm just getting the first one I saw looked like exactly what you see. It looked like an exit wound at the back, which sprayed the back of the and then the next one I saw, it was the one where it goes boom and there's kind of a big bubble of blood comes up. And they said there's no exit wound. The first one I saw, there was an exit wound. It went bang. Mm. There was a spray behind him. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it because, honestly, it is a fucking waste of – he is not going to affect your life over here. It is all for America, that whole operation. And on, if you go onto Discord on Fakeologist, that's all you're going to read continuously is people going on about, is it real or fake, real or fake, real or fake. And I'm talking about people tapping away and typing – all fucking day. Now, once you realize the thing was a setup and a stage, which it was, set up and staged, that you move on. But anyway, Charlie Sheen as all of a sudden it's saying that he's now in a happy relationship with another man. Boy. With another man. And I was like, why now?
Believe it.
Why now? Well, I do believe it because you heard the rumors about him, you know, because he's got a sex addiction and has for many years.
Of course.
He was out with Ginger Lynn. Remember Ginger Lynn from the porno days?
I was so jealous of him and Ginger Lynn because I worked in a video store and I've seen and she is so beautiful. So sexy, so beautiful. And do you know what her real thing was? She would do anal. And that was a lot of porn stars wouldn't do it as pretty as her. She did anal.
This is the thing they normalized, that whole incredibly unnatural act. Sorry, to say that. It's an incredibly unnatural act. It takes something... Even going getting a prostate exam for a man can traumatize him, let alone and women, they've got the same biological setup as us. They haven't got anything more flexible than us. And so what they're doing in porn.
What
they're doing in porn it's been said before, Bruce.
Not joking.
I'm not joking. Yeah, I've had one up the arse. That's what he said. More than one by the sound of it. But anyway, Ginger Lynn was, you're right.
She was so beautiful. So beautiful. And that was the thing. And I remember
Charlie
wanted to get married to her. And his father, Charlie said no.
His father's name was Charlie. It was
Martin. He was awesome. He was awesome in that movie. What was it? Apocalypse Now. Yeah,
it was Apocalypse Now. He actually
upset. Yeah, when they chopped that cow's head off at the end of it, and they did that for real.
Yeah.
And it really, really upset him. It would upset me too, you know.
He was brought up many times when the Michael Jackson type stuff was coming out. And there was a number of actors that, including those two young guys that were in lots of movies. I think they're in the Goonies movie.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Corey Haim claimed that Charlie Sheen raped him back on that set. So he's obviously into that. So he's obviously into that unnatural act, the unnatural act that Ginger Lynn was
doing. You shouldn't be fucking with kids. That's...
That was one of the big things, and so somehow Charlie Sheen has kept his reputation whatever reputation he had. He's not barred. He's not
hasn't he got AIDS now? Like
there's no such thing as AIDS, but he might have claimed it. Yeah, but I doubt that. But he
apparently,
was constantly.
His cocaine habit was so expensive. Like, that's why, it was like $2,000 US. And this is, early
cheap
80s.
Cheap cocaine.
Yeah, cheap cocaine. Yeah, but fuck me. What a, can you imagine? And remember he said he had tiger blood and, that interview? Yeah, it was so bloody.
Well, get that. I didn't realize Infinite Pain. Radio is back again, but he's done about four or five shows that I hadn't heard. And he's got a really good vacuum cleaner of audience. He hoses up all this information. There's apparently an interview with what's his name, the biggest podcaster on the planet, Joe Rogan. On the same day as Charlie Kirk got shot, he was interviewing Charlie Sheen, who's just all of a sudden come out as being, a shirt lifting, Vegemite drilling, whatever.
Pillow biter. Pillow biter.
He's a Vegemite driller. He's not the pillow biter. Mm. The pillow biter is the receiver. And so, by coincidence, though, he was being interviewed and he said, oh, someone threw something at me and hit me on the neck, you know, and Joe Rogan goes, oh, great shot. And next thing you know, the next second afterwards, they go, oh, Charlie Kirk's just been shot. Like it was just, they were talking about being hit by, you know, on the neck. It was like all these weird coincidences. Plus there's a movie up there called The Tempest that's just been released, a Korean one, which I guess same production crew or writers, I would say, is that other huge one that everyone's watching. And it's full of the same kind of predictive programming. So this whole Charlie Kirk thing, to me, I've accepted that it's an organized thing and I've moved on. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It doesn't interest me not on this show. I'm just saying in general, in life, I'm not going to spend my life arguing like, what's his name? That fucking American.
He was very popular because he was on that 2.5 Men or something, you know, that TV show.
That was the biggest. Charlie Sheen was one of the biggest shows even in Australia, the 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
It was huge.
But the thing is, you know what I like about Charlie is he's got a sense of humor and he was in self-deprecating, but he was in that you know, with the Zucker brothers where it was I can't really remember the Zucker, you know, the Zucker brothers who did flying high at airplane. It was called Hot Shots or something.
Hot Shots.
But he was in Platoon. He was awesome in Platoon. You know, he could do real serious roles.
I don't know if I've mentioned this on I keep forgetting how many little incident things I've said on shows that I can't remember. That I've been on, but on the Fakeologist Australia Roundtable, 51 episodes that we did.
That's right. We called it the Fart Podcast.
We talked about this quite a bit, and because Noise Level's an expert on movies as well, but I brought it up, and I'll say it again, repeat myself.
I'll always call him the Golden Skid Mark because it made me laugh every time I see my undies. All I see is a golden skid mark. That's why I don't have white undies anymore. I've got Bond. I buy the expensive undies these days.
That is a conspiracy. Yeah. Why would anyone, particularly to women, why would they market white underpants to women? That is never going to work.
Yeah, that's right. Remember when Russell Crowe was in that Romper Stomper movie with the perfect white undies while he's fucking crap out of Jacqueline McKenzie. They actually fucked on while they were.
He could have been cancelled because I think he would have given her some money afterwards, but apparently he actually penetrated her when they were mucking around on that. and I'm not talking about the
but
normal
he was
method.
So good looking. He was so good looking back then.
Good movie, great movie. Romper Stomper.
I liked it. There's a lot of racism. Asians
but it was a very accurate portrayal of skinheads versus the Vietnamese, which was definitely a thing. And I remember seeing skinheads. Skinheads were a thing, and I knew one. Guy, and he was just a bad guy, you know. Like, and he was a postman. Can you believe it?
You know the sad part? The other guy never actually got to see it. He committed suicide. He
ran himself
in front of a train and got run over. Let's talk about positive stuff.
Okay, we'll move on from
before we get to thank you, Charlie. Have I spoken about my electricity bill? Have I spoken about that yet?
We're only 20 minutes in and you've already said that and you've forgotten you've said it.
I should have said, Faulkner, why are we going to...
Rollo, I should have said, no, we haven't. And then I said, Rollo, I'm going to guess the bill that you got. And you're going to say, I bet you can't. And I'll say, I bet you, I'm going to be 50, the amazing person. Yeah, and I would have said $50 and you would have said yes. And I would have said, Rollo, you told me 20 minutes ago it was $50.
What damage I can do to myself with $50. Okay, so Dave Faulkner, why have I got him written down? Why is he? I think it's you met him in a pub accidentally.
We talked about this. We're talking about this at 1 o'clock in the morning, this morning when I got home from work.
Which that's right.
You rang me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I was playing pool, and I said, "Geez, you look just like Dave Faulkner." And he ran over and got his license and said, I fucking hope so. Afterwards, I told him the story about how I'd come to Australia in 1983, which is now 42 years ago, and they stood out to me as I saw them on would it be Countdown, possibly, or Rock Around the World?
I don't remember the Hoodoos on Countdown. I really don't.
All I know is that I knew about them, and I'd seen them, and I went out and bought. There was a single called Tojo, which was about it was about Cyclone Tracy. I bought the single. Okay. I took it back to New Zealand. I was telling the story that. I went back to New Zealand and I said, then you guys came and toured here. And because I'd told my friends and they'd listened to you, we all went up there. And he said he was absolutely, and he thought it was a fantastic story because he said, look, we went there not expecting anyone to know who we were. And we packed and we sold out the Glue Pot, which is where I went to see him, the Glue Pot Tavern.
I listened to that thing that you posted on Rilo's balcony and he said, like, the first time I heard my song on the radio and things like that, you know, really cute little things. You know, when you're a star a little bit, when you're good at what you do, because we are going to get into Ace Frehley, which is going to be the main thing we're going to talk about tonight.
And we're not going to talk for 3 hours. I just have to say that because I'm telling you, after 3 hours, because I've only slept probably 4 hours, maybe, after 10 beers, when we get to 3 hours into it, I sound like I'm fucking
Let me fix up something that we got wrong last week. Let me just pick it up. When I got on the plane in 1999 to go to England,
yes.
Bruce Dickinson, my pilot, and you were saying you couldn't work it out, but you'd had a few drinks and you were trying to work it through your mind. Liu, what's his name again? His beers?
Adrian Leo, or is it yeah. Adrian?
Anyway, so I got on, it was my first time on a jumbo jet, a Boeing 747.
Yes.
And I was frightened, and Christy was holding my hand because I was a little sissy, thinking, you know,
Christy.
Yeah, I know. That would have been something like that. It would have been pathetic
Christy,
like that.
Yeah.
But once you get over the first flight, you kind of get used to it, and then you just really used to it. Then all I want to do is own my own private jet, so I can go wherever I want, whenever I want.
Rollo Airlines.
Right, I can go wherever I want. But let's talk about. Hold on, let me just make sure we've.
I can hear those birds. What kind of birds are they? Are you being attacked there? Are you safe?
Have
you been feeding them, Rollo? Can I just?
No.
Don't encourage them.
Don't do any of that. There are a few kookaburras that come around, you know, but there's no meat here, and I just don't want to get into that anymore.
What you did at the other house.
I did the other house, I kind of
encouraged.
Well, I lived there. I lived there for 30 years. So I
birds and rats. I got birds, rats, and mice. You breed them with those sunflower seeds.
And gerbils. Did I put in condoms up my ass? Like, all right, let's talk about Ace Frehley.
Rollo was a member of the Kiss Army in 1979.
I have his autograph. There are a few things that I want to talk about the band Kiss that I absolutely love. My favorite story is when my father.
We've said this for many times.
Pissed me off when he was down in.
And you're listening to Rick and Roll.
I was made for loving.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Rick and Rollo, 51, Saturday the 18th of October, 2025. Yeah. So we're talking about Kiss. Because we've got the best producer in the world, there are two songs that mean everything. No. Let's
send them.
We can get the song inserted now. Let's play it right now. Here we go. 2000 Man.
No, Rollo. He can't be fucked having to do all this stuff. At the end of the show, do it. Don't just think about him and his life. He doesn't want to have to sit there and scroll And Rollo, can I just add this? You haven't paid him any fucking money, so he shouldn't do anything for you.
No, well, I haven't got there. I want to give him the 600 buckaroos what's it called? It's called the Bilderberger or something out there at Lithgow.
Well, he came to your house. You didn't give him any money. You're a freeloader. You are a freeloader. It's as simple as that.
I like it. Most people would be upset and be offended.
Most people wouldn't be hanging out with me if they got upset about being told the truth. Because I do true. Tell people That's the true. Truth.
All right.
He says getting more out of the truth. Anyway, so Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley. So what happened? I heard that happened. He blacked out and he hit his head on the corner of in his studio on a desk. Yes. And they didn't think it was that bad. And then it turned into a brain bleed. You know, I don't know what, there's probably a technical term for it. I'm not a doctor.
It's called a head injury.
And he was on life support. They put him on life support for 2 weeks. And then they finally just went,
switch the machine off.
Yeah, switch it off. But the thing is that this guy had you were talking about last week, charisma. People like Charlie Sheen and whatever.
I don't like Charlie Sheen's charisma. I think it's fucking woeful. I wouldn't want to live near the guy.
Ace Frehley, his charisma is just amazing. I just spent the whole week looking at
3 days, Rollo. 3 days.
Three days of him just being absolutely hilarious. And he's just one of those nice guys, you know. He didn't want to be his fame and yes, all
he
of that.
He wanted fame. And he did want fame.
And
he got, well, of course he did.
But he didn't let fame, I think he had a problem Paul.
He was a classic example of overpaid, talented guitarist, but overpaid, ego-driven rock and roll idols. And rock idols are nothing good about them. And rock stars, it's all Masonic terming. And they
he didn't He didn't like Paul and
well, his real name is Paul,
but yeah. He didn't like
Paul Stanley.
The fact that Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons were more business oriented. All they worried about was merchandising and all of that. Because my favorite album, and I don't have it here. It's up with my brother. My fucking brother has got my vinyl. Kiss Dynasty. Yeah, exactly.
79.
That's my favorite album. Easily.
Okay. Well, they'd started around 73, 74. And some of their great songs were from 74. You know, Detroit Rock City and.
I remember when he was asked, Ace Frehley was asked, he said, well, we didn't have much to do with Detroit because he was a New York guy.
Yeah, same with the other two, or other three were all from New York.
Yeah.
But I think they were told either, or Detroit had that reputation about rock and roll.
But did you like them? Did you like them in their makeup days?
Not at all. I had nothing to do. I couldn't stand them. I have never spent a cent on a Kiss record. But as I said last night on the phone to you at 1 o'clock in the morning, I like them now better than I did when they were big. Because I don't mind. Because last night on the drive home on 96.3 Coast FM, the guy, played five in a row of Kiss songs, plus his solo stuff.
Which songs did he play?
Detroit Rock City. Plus my favorite, which is New York Groove, which was written by someone else, but he did a great cover version. And so basically they put out an album, it was four albums in one, and it was each member had their own solo album. And
that's right.
Ace Frehley's one is actually really good.
It was the most successful out of them. Yeah.
And I listened to that Media Monarchy Pump Up the Volume show for the last 6-7 years. He is right on the money when he often plays Ace Frehley's latest solo album. And I'm going to say this, they are really good, really good stuff. He's got a good ear for music, Ace, or did rather. He covered the right songs. And that song that you love,
2000 Man, the Rolling Stones. Yeah. I'm a 2000 man.
His Satanic Majesty.
One of my favorite songs off Dynasty. Dynasty is probably best known for I Was Made for Loving You and Shaw Knows Something by Gene. Gene sings that one.
Really?
And I sure know. That's Gene Simmons.
Is that Gene Simmons? That.
Yeah.
Because Paul Stanley's got a great voice.
Oh, yeah. He's the prettiest one of the lot, I'd say.
Possible Vegemite driller. I'll just have to add that one.
When my father sat next to him and bought him a whole bunch of scotches in 1978. And he goes, you're American. He goes, yeah. You're Australian. He goes, yeah, okay. So they're sitting at the bar for 2 hours drinking scotch. And it's like, it reminds me when I think of, Jack Nicholson in The Shining, two blokes. Yeah. The thing my father did to me, he knew how much I liked Kiss, and he couldn't give two flying fucks about Kiss at all. And the fact that he got to sit at a bar and talk to Paul Stanley for 2 hours and not know who he was. It was only the night after.
When you go out, when you stay in a nice hotel somewhere, and you go to the bar after 9 o'clock, say, where all the other pubs are shut or whatever, it's extremely likely you're going to meet interesting people at the bar because a lot of everyone's jet lagged or whatever, and they've gone down for a drink.
My father wasn't guffawing all over him because he didn't know who he was.
Who he was.
It was only the night after the barman said, "Do you know who you were talking to last night?" He goes, "Fuck, I wouldn't have a clue." And he goes, "That was Paul Stanley, the lead singer of Kiss." And then my father had to come home and tell me that
he could have got a pair of Paul Stanley's undies autographed or something around and given them to you if you wanted.
Probably could have. Why not? I don't know. But it was just hilarious that the fact that he couldn't give two flying fucks. He enjoyed tormenting me that he met and had a drink with him.
Yeah, there's definitely your father's definitely a star magnet. There's no doubt about that. He's one of those people. He definitely has met lots of interesting people, like you and myself. All three of us. What's your father's name, though? I've never actually put a name to
Michael. Michael.
Was he named after Michael the Irish?
Do you want to know his real first name? Is Rodney. Rodney Morris Michael Hayes. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he's got four names, and he's a bit of a legend. I must admit.
Was your dad's parents Irish?
Yes. He was half Irish. He was half English.
Yeah,
because my grandparent, it's all complicated.
Self-hatred, you know.
Oh, look, he loved a drink and but he never showed much affection.
Yeah, but
there were only a few times in my life.
He's from an era where the father barely even talked to the children, from the English side.
You got it.
That's why it was. Now, I was the opposite. You know, I can't say that happened to me, but back in the day, especially the richer you were, the less time you spent with your children, and they had wet nurses and nannies, the children, and the father was out gallivanting and doing all these amazing things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he was
a control freak.
He was a control freak. Yeah.
I heard a great song by a band called Control Freak the other day, which we should play, if I can remember it. Great band in America called Control Freak. And the song's about the CIA.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, no, neither would I.
We definitely got to go out with Kiss tunes tonight because of Ace Frehley, but
Move on from your father.
No, I don't. I don't want to. Now you've brought it up. I want to talk about it. My father, one of the funniest, silliest things he ever did. He was where we used to live at Madawi here in Newcastle.
Yes,
and he was there was this outdoor area that he was building, but he didn't know how to lay bricks. And he didn't understand if you're a bricklayer, you've got to do it in a certain way because you can't do it all in one go.
No. You trail a layer of mud, they call it, which is cement.
And you
lay the bricks in the line. It was the funniest thing ever seen.
And I saw him get crank. I saw him get cranky that day and I laughed at him, and when my father looks back at you with those, you know, those the angry Irish,
yeah, the angry Irish.
Exactly.
Who was his grandfather? I'd run away.
You know, just
who was because, your father's great grandfather? Was it Michael?
Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
Yeah, that's right. Because he was the English guy, played by Liam Neeson. In that movie,
yes.
Directly related to Michael Collins.
Which explains a whole lot of stuff. That explains to me a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah.
You don't like authority. You will not like authority or anything with the royal logo on, if you're Michael Collins's great-grandson, great-great-grandson.
I've always had a problem with people where they abuse power. That's why I don't like cops or I don't like doctors. I don't like police at all.
No one likes anyone that comes and grabs you and manhandles you at all.
Whether they think they can, just because they've got a badge, a uniform, and a gun.
Yeah. No, because totally,
if I had a gun, there would be me and you, and then you go, oh yeah, what are you gonna do?
What's that great song by Thin Lizzy? Is it Emerald? There's a song called Emerald about. It's about the Irish.
Didn't he die a little young? Thin Lizzy.
Phil Lynott, yeah, for sure. Another guy that everyone identifies as black, but his mother has got blonde hair. He had a father from probably the reggae area with the West Indies.
An uber talent, yeah.
Absolutely. Phil Lynott was one of those absolute talents, and that band is absolutely fantastic. I'm a big Thin Lizzy fan.
Yeah, that's right. It was like, I know good music. I mean, I know your taste in music, and that's why people don't like playing music on certain shows, because it's got to be your own taste.
Yeah.
Because some songs that I like, I mean, I like that 2000 Man and Talk to Me, the Ace Frehley song. Talk to me. All I want is a little conversation. That was off, I think, the Unmasked album. I think they got really pissed off with having to put the face makeup on, and they finally just said, fuck it.
Can I just say this? As a, you know, I was there listening to this kind of stuff back in those days as a, you know, 14, 15-year-old, say, when Unmasked came out. You would have been 10. I don't know. What year did Unmasked
come out? I was 69, so it was 81, so I would have been 11 years old at that time.
Okay, you know? Well, I would have been 16. And I was, again, no fan of them, but when they came out with that Lick It Up song, which is a good song, and they had no makeup on, and you suddenly saw that these guys.
That's right. Bruce Kulick had joined the band, and I think Eric Carr, had taken over at that point.
What happened to Peter Criss? Is Peter Criss still alive? I don't even know.
He's still alive, and he looks great. And he got a bit like Ace. Him and Ace got into substance, like cocaine and alcohol, and drinking. And womenizing, and they
The trifecta.
Paul Stanley and Gene were just total professionals, and they didn't want a part of that. They didn't want any part of the rock and roll lifestyle apart from the money.
I mean, obviously Simmons and Stanley are possibly Jewish, at a guess.
They are.
And business centric, and they understood that their logo and their imagery could be made into lunch boxes, drink bottles.
Do you want to hear a funny story that I heard the other day? This is hilarious, right? When they were auditioning for Ace Frehley to become part of the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
He turned up
with his guitar, and he,
One Red Shoe.
And they knew straight away. Tell that story. Yeah.
So he turned up. They were auditioning for guitarists, and he turned up with, he had one red shoe and one orange shoe, which is a very unusual, weird thing to do. He played for them, and they said, "Right, maybe you should come back." And so he came back two more times.
Yeah,
and they said, "You got the job," and he didn't think he was going to get it, but he got the job. So,
And when they were, and the funniest thing when he, because the guy is such an easygoing guy, you know, when he, so he's talking about what should we call our band? And he said, let's call it Fuck. F-U-C-K. And he goes, but they're going, that's a little extreme. So Kiss, and he designed the actual, you know, like, you know, AC/DC has,
Is that verified that he came up with that K-I-S-S, which is basically the, it's the Nazi.
He guarantees that it was him. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was rumored.
Paul did it.
Knights and Satan Service. That's K-N-I-G-H-T. Knights and Satan Service. Was
yeah, that's right. It's like AC/DC was called Andy Christ Devil Rick and Roll.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you're listening to the Rick and Rollo episode number 51 on the October the 18th, which is number nine on the year is 2025.
We are guffawing over the band Kiss. Now I was in the Kiss Army. I've got autographed Kiss.
How did you get into that? Did you have to write?
And
put a little stamp.
My parents got me in there, and I've got all the Kiss card collections.
Fantastic.
And they've got to be worth $1 million now. Some of them are autographed.
They could be.
I don't know if they're all actually autographed. I don't know because I never saw.
I reckon it's printed on.
It could be printed. So, but I've still got them. I'll never let them go. I should go up and get my Kiss Dynasty vinyl record because it meant so much to me because I listened to it over and over and over again on the record. You know, I Was Made for Loving You. Yeah, everyone likes that. Everyone likes Sure Know Something, but 2000 Man, the second song on it was just the best. I loved it at the time. That's why I was a little bit of a crybaby when I heard that he'd
you know,
74 is not that old.
I woke up on Thursday. Thursday morning.
I'll never forget you, Rick, because you know when you hear of famous people dying, and you were the one that said, "Did you hear?" And you wrote it on Roller's balcony on the Discord.
Yeah. Well,
I went, "Yeah, you got to be kidding me! No way! It's really dead." And then, sure enough. The fucking cunt is gone and fucking died on us.
Yeah, but to be honest, Ace Frehley was an alcoholic for a long time. Then he gave that away. And plus substance abuse, obviously, with the cocaine in the 70s.
Big time. They kicked him out of the band because of it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they kicked Peter Criss as well. They kicked him out.
Yeah, they want pros because they were guys to make money and they were licensing their music. They had cartoons.
What's wrong with that?
They wanted to make money and they had comic books, Kiss. Yeah, they were making more money out of licensing laws. And this is what it all goes down to, licensing of T-shirts.
Yeah, when Paul Stanley said he sold the whole band, do you know how much they sold it for? It was like $200 million or it was so much money. He just sold a whole lot when they finally sold everything. So their back catalog, everything was gone. I was so pissed off, you know, in Australia, in Newcastle here, we had the Formula One or something. And,
yes, they came to play.
And Kiss was supposed to come down here to Newcastle.
Oh, they were.
And I bought it
2 years ago. That was 2 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I bought the ticket, and I was so looking forward to seeing Kiss live in concert. And Paul Stanley had a sort of some sort of throat infection or something, and
he
didn't come down under, and I was so pissed off about that. I was devastated, you know. A favorite band. A band like Kiss, and you think you're going to get to see, all right, it wouldn't have been Ace Frehley, wouldn't have been playing, Peter Criss wouldn't have been playing.
No, but their stage shows they had all of the...
Oh, the pyrotechnics. The pyrotechnics,
sound, et cetera, the best, you know, incredible amount of expense to put on those Kiss
and shows. Those outfits that they wore and those shoes... You know, those massive platform shoes that they used to wear.
Because they were all short. How tall do you reckon that Gene Simmons is over 5'5"? It was probably about 5'6" or something.
I could look it up. What I liked about Gene Simmons was his tongue.
Yeah, apparently.
How massive it was. Yeah.
And he went out with Cher.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Cher song? My favorite song of hers is "Do You Believe in Life After Love." Yeah. When they started using those auto tune thing. Yeah.
How tall is Gene Simmons? Here we go.
Oh, Gene. You can look it up. All right. Yeah.
Here we go. There's a lot of people obviously done. That was a top search result. How tall is Gene Simmons?
Okay.
He's fucking 6'2", geez. And he looks like it, too. I'll tell you a funny story that I listened to on a podcast. The guy from Ross Knight from the Cosmic Psychos, which we played very recently on the show, he's got his own show called...
You still there, bro? What happened? 2212. Yeah. All right. Let me just mute. We'll go to a song. How about "Talk to Me" or 2000 Man" or something, and I'll try and get Rick back.
Sorry, Rollo. How much did I say of that story? Rollo, are you still there? Right. Oh, I'll finish the story. So, I can't remember how much got deleted before I pressed it off.
Here we go. Sorry, Rick. I was trying to call you. I don't know what happened there. You were just starting talking about the cosmic psychos.
Okay. So Ross Knight, which is interesting coincidence, Knights of Satan Service and Ross Knight. The main guy from Cosmic Psychos, his show is called "How You Going," which is really good. It's a podcast. How You Going, and it's sponsored by a couple of beer companies, including that Simply Normal or something, the normal one, the zero alcohol beer. But anyway, he interviewed, his last show is Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother, which not a bad band. Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Andrew Stockdale was saying they were in America and they were supporting Kiss on a tour on a big... So they were sitting in the restaurant drinking and there was a couple about three tables away that their baby was crying and crying out loud, and they were trying to give it its bottle to be quiet. And apparently Gene Simmons come walking in, 6'2". And he's seen that, and he's stuck his hand in his pocket and pulled out like, you know, $50, $100 bills. And he's walked up and he started waving it to the little kid and said, "Hey," he goes, "stop crying and I'll give you this." And everyone was laughing their head off. But he's got a good sense of humor. This is only recently. This is a recent Gene Simmons story. Yeah.
Sounds freaking awesome. I'm inside now. I can talk at my proper level. That is, I'm, you know, I'm, I don't mind. I don't begrudge people that have.
Well, Rollo, we've got to bring up what Gene Simmons during COVID.
That's right. I'm not. Yeah, like Howard Stern and Arnold Schwarzenegger
These assholes that aren't getting vaccinated, you know, you're fucking my life up, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to kill yourself.
Fuck that for a joke.
Exactly. Yeah, honestly, Rollo, anyone that pushed COVID, and I'm talking about it could be a friend, it could be anyone, they're gone to me. So you're saying that.
No, me too, mate. Me too. I'm disgusted by it.
I need to stick a vaccine in my arm to come and see you live in concert, and that includes Sebastian Bach. And what the fuck was his band?
Oh, he had a lovely voice, Sebastian Bach, didn't he?
He was another one that came out and said, you know, I want to start touring again. Go get vaccinated. And this cannot be forgiven.
It was psyop. That psyop affected so many people. I don't think a lot of them actually knew that they were being psyoped.
No, they didn't, because their egos, which is what everything, the ego, which is the seven deadly sins, of vanity, and their career and the love of money, which is the root of all evil, the love of money. They were telling you,
but you wouldn't mind a little bit more, would you?
No, but Rollo, I wouldn't.
How many million dollars do you really need?
A couple of million.
Two million would make you happy.
But it wouldn't. Money is not the source of your happiness. But to be honest, I would be quite happy if I did have a couple of million dollars.
Don't lie to yourself, cunt. Rick, don't lie to a bullshitter.
I'm not going to tell. Say Rick and Rollo show had 10 million listeners, right? It's probably got about 6 million minimum at least. But if it did have 10 million listeners, we've got Susie, my cat, and Rosie.
What was the name of that? Yeah, exactly. What was the name of that band? The New Zealanders that went to New York. Where they had the one,
the flight of the Conchords.
So fucking funny. I always think about Rick and Rollo on TruthMeets.com as Flight of the Conchords. Whereas Reese Darby, I'll do the Hey, band meeting. Rick, are you here?
Yes.
Rollo, are you here? Oh yeah, I'm here. Reese. Okay. Band meeting. Where are we going?
I'm not going to tell the three listeners we've got. That's my cat, Rosie, and Susie. But you need to go and get vaccinated before you, because Rick and Rollo are going to go on tour. And we have three people in the audience. We're going to book venues of under four people, so we can have. I'm not going to tell them to go and get vaccinated. I'm not going to give them medical advice. But actually, I will give the medical advice. Don't go and do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was just a crazy period. You know, every time I see a Woolworths ad or something, you know, remember Woolies had come up with COVID safe and that, and you had to have your mobile phone or cell phone in America to scan it to get in, because that's America. What they wanted.
Rollo, you were in the, you know, Lambton.
IGA was doing it.
My bottle shops,
where's all the plexiglass and the and the and the things on the floor saying, you know, keep six distance apart, you know, speaking moistly. Remember that?
1.5 meters.
Speaking moistly.
Yeah.
That guy from Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. 1.5 meters.
Yeah. The cat Trudeau speaking moistly. And he knew that this guy was a piece of shit. Where he now he's fucking Katy Perry on a gazillion-dollar yacht.
Has she got a leg spread? Is she doing it? Has anyone verified this? Is there footage of it? Wouldn't surprise me. I don't think they've got. She's got no children. Yeah, but
it's disgusting. I mean, look, Katy Perry. Last Friday night, I love that song. And she was knocking around with Russell Brand there for a bit. And I know you don't have a lot of love. Russell Brand always made me laugh.
No, he just made me laugh. To me.
Who makes you laugh? I know who makes you laugh. Graham Chapman. The Pythons.
Flight of the Conchords. Flight of the Conchords made me laugh recently.
They made me fucking laugh.
Anyway, no, Rolla, I have to tell you a funny story. I was there. I drove to the Winner is Sydney on Thursday. Mm. And I got there. I said, I'm going to go down there. And I drive down. I've got a day and a half's work. And I'm going to do the Bay Walk, which I always promise myself. You know,
that's right. We spoke about it last week. It's on Canada Bay there.
It's not Canada Bay.
I tell you something funny. Before your Bay Walk story, right?
Don't ruin my story.
I was walking down to the village to get some vodka yesterday or the day before, and a guy in a bright red Ferrari. It was the most beautiful fucking car you've ever seen.
Yes,
I looked at him. I did a thumbs up. And
really?
The beautiful car. He looks so fucking miserable. Yeah, this old guy.
There you go. He's driving
with his wife. You could see it was his wife, but it was the most beautiful fucking Ferrari. Now, when I was a kid, right? Okay,
this is what we should say to him, Greg.
Yeah. Why don't you love me, you fucking cunt?
When I was, I'll tell you a story. When I was delivering pizzas in 1989.
Yes, yes,
and yes. I was going down to the Bay, and I was in the pizza. I was in the Pizza Hut. It was just a Ford.
It wasn't like a Dumb and Dumber giant dog thing that you had a giant pizza.
No, but it was professionally done. A Ford. It was just a pathetic little car. But I saw a Ferrari.
Ford Fiesta.
So I started tailing this Ferrari, and the Ferrari guy was so pissed off that I was tailing him, that he stopped in the middle of the road and got out and wanted to punch me out. And I said, I just like your car, man.
Was he woggy looking? Cause I was going to say most of them, the woggy types.
He was an older chap and, you know, I think he just got pissed off because he wanted to look at the bay while he was in his Ferrari, you know, because it's such a beautiful.
It's beautiful. Thing. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful to look at. And okay. he's got me in my Pizza Hut fucking thing.
Ford Fiesta. a 12,000 brand new car, if you're lucky.
And here's the price of my fucking house right now.
$250,000 years ago.
I could not imagine if you owned a car worth $250,000, Wouldn't you be like, you'd be a...
You're listening to...
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Kelly Williams, and you're listening to Rick and Rilu on the Rick and Rilu's episode number. Let me get a look here. Episode number 51 on the episode. The date is 18th of October, 2025. This is Kelly Williams. Goodbye.
Such an honor, Kenny. Did you own a Ferrari? Did you have a Ferrari?
I wouldn't dare.
You would own a Rolls. A Rolls Royce.
Some of the Queen room. Some of the Queen room.
Thanks, Kenny Williams. I'm telling you. Look, Kenny Williams, Vincent Price, doing the Rick and Rollo show. These are real, absolute icons, and they obviously
we are blessed. We are blessed to have such
anyway
famous in our yeah go.
Anyway, you know, whatever. Anyway. Back to, so I did the Bay, so yeah, anyway, Rick and Rollo show, et cetera.
Yeah, well, the Bay, you know what I loved about the Bay?
Shut up, this is me talking here. I went there and it takes about an hour and 15 minutes to do the circle, beautiful, between Des Moines, going Haberfield, Five Dock, Des Moines.
That's it.
Back to Roselle, Anyway. And I went to the outdoor, there's a gym area. So I was doing push-ups and chin-ups or whatever I do in these strange. Anyway, I bumped into a good friend of mine's ex-girlfriend walking her little Maltese puppies. She's what you call a loner female, probably a Volsel, I would say, possibly, or maybe not sure.
Is she sexy? Is she? Still good looking,
and she's half Samoan, half something or other. But not interesting. Always bumping into
Katy Perry, good looking. Katy Perry or Kylie Minogue.
Back in the day, for sure. Anyway, I bumped into her. We were sitting there having a chat, and she had her two little dogs. And there's these fucking spastics. That's what I call. That are on electric bikes now doing the Bay, instead of the Bay, because you can there's a walking zone and a cycling zone. And now all of a sudden there's these electric bikes that are doing this. And they're going at a speed of 30 or 40 Ks or maybe more. And you're, like, if you've got a little dog and you're walking on a leash and it walks onto the track where the bikes are in and it gets hit by one of these things, it's dead for sure. So we're having a great conversation anyway. We spotted a girl walk past covered in tattoos, and she said to me, she goes, oh, fucking tattoos are everywhere. And
everyone in Australia these days. Yeah.
Anyway, the thing she said to me, which made me laugh the most, she said her niece, because she hasn't got kids, but her niece had come back, you know, she was around, but her brother's.
I hear a dog in the background there.
What? I know it was that's my son playing Killing Aliens and having a great time talking to his mate.
Son playing on a computer game. That's hilarious.
He's Killing Aliens.
That came through clear as like it was.
Oh, he's having a great time. I just bought him this amazing burger.
He's a good boy. Beautiful. I bet he's.
I just bought him a beautiful burger from the gourmet burger place. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Anyway, yes. She said to me, her niece had come home and she was showing her tattoo and she'd had on her hip, which is never a good place to get there he's doing it again. He's having a great time. she'd got this tattoo of a phrase all beautifully written under it on the side of her hip. And she said she read it. And she, this chick's well read and a smart girl. And she goes, it was, she said it was the lamest phrase she'd ever seen before. And she said to me, she goes, why wouldn't you, if you're going to write something on your hip, get your grandmother's chocolate cookie recipe and tattoo that on your hip and then get your driver's license number, which comes in handy if you get that tattooed on your elbow. And she's like, she said, just, if you're going to get a tattoo, get something.
If I was going to get a tattoo, I would probably get, like a Kenny Williams type tattoo, exit only. And a sort of an arrow pointed to my bum hole. You get the joke? Yeah, accidentally. But they're tramp stamps. I've seen tramp stamps so many.
Look, they're everywhere. But the fact she told me, and it's so true, she said, if you're going to do something useful and get a phrase, get a chocolate brownie recipe from your grandmother and get that tattooed on the side of your hip so you don't forget it.
Some of my friends, they get their mother's face and their father's face tattooed on their arms. Yeah, just because it must have been a thing back in the day.
It probably was, but can't you just go and look in your photo album to do that instead of getting it ruined your beautiful body that you've got? And I'm telling you, I cannot talk because I've created children that are out there. You just heard one of them.
Tattooed
on their arms.
We've all made mistakes. I've never made the mistake of getting a tattoo, but my next door neighbor, I swear, I tell you, Liam, my next door neighbor, is a lovely bloke. He looks exactly like Angry Anderson. He's just
I have to interrupt here. Angry Anderson looks like a shriveled up old prune, and he's about 75 years of age. He looks terrible. Your neighbour doesn't look anything like Angry Anderson. I'll just say that. But he's got the same tattoos.
He was wearing shorts. His legs are fully tattered. His whole body is fully.
Why would you do that to your? You've got say you've got a.
I don't know him. I don't know him well enough to ask that question yet. But
Rollo, that's your neighbour. Do not ask that question. If he was your brother, you can say, "Why would you get that on your arm, you fuckwit?" But you can't when it's your neighbour because he's made his choices and that's his life now. But I, as I suggested last week when we talked about the same subject, we don't want to keep going on about it, but
that's all right.
He's done an old-fashioned, he's got tattoos down to his wrists and around his neck so he can wear a suit and put his shirt on and you cannot see that he's got tattoos.
That's it.
Yep. That's normal. Now, the new thing.
I used to play darts with a guy who had a Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs logo on his neck. He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed by it because he was coked out and drunk. And the guy that did it to him, I feel sorry for the guy because he was a nice guy.
Rollo.
He made a stupid
mistake. I'm going to tell you a breaking news here. The Canterbury Bulldogs just changed their logo of their image yesterday. They've got a new logo. It's a bulldog's head with no body on it. And it's in black and white.
Every time I thought of the Canterbury Bulldogs, I thought of Boris, the dog that you look after. He's a lovely old breed. Not my favorite, but he's up there.
I know I'd say actually Boris is my favorite dog that I don't own, but I look after him and always he comes. He knows that I'm going to give him.
He's
some
awesome.
Food. Yeah,
I fucking love the thing, and I'm. It's like again, like I never met Ace Frehley, and I never met Boris, but I wish I had him. Boris is still alive.
Boris is better looking than Ace Frehley. Way better looking.
Yeah, but Ace, really, again, it comes down to personality, and like he was always like you. Very, the beauty of your personality, Rick, is that you're just so easygoing.
Apparently,
Can
I tell you the funniest thing though? People that I know that I work for, when I say to them, when we eventually get into a conversation on politics or something or other, and I say, I think the ABC and everyone involved with them should be taken out and hung upside down.
Why not?
And beat with a baseball bat. And, well, that's the way I think. And I've had people go,
Who are the most hated ABC people? Virginia Trioli.
I've often had this argument too. Or anyway,
I wanted to bitch slap that bitch to hell.
Well, the girl that I was talking to that was saying the funny things about tattoos, she said, we were talking about New Zealand because she's from New Zealand as well. And she grew up about an hour away from me, and she's half Samoan and German or something like that. Anyway, she goes, oh, they fucked up there when they got rid of Jacinda Ardern. And I went, and I looked at her, and she's gone, and I've just given her this look like,
she's a
what?
Fucking man. She's got a fucking dick in her pants.
And what she did with the COVID vaccine. And I was immediately.
She's got horses fucking teeth. Yes.
When she see my face, I put this.
Do you know what she does now for a living? She's at the WEF. She's World Economic Forum.
Yeah. And Helen Clark, her role model. Exactly. And Helen Clark, her role model, is now with the United Nations. Anyway, it just reinforced that, you're a single woman and you live at home with your two dogs. And you're a friend, and we can have a laugh, but we will never be in a relationship, sweetheart, because you have got no idea who you're talking about when you talk about this woman as being a role model. And she goes, the National Party destroyed New Zealand, and I'm like, I can't even talk to them. It's like anyone that believes in politics, and I'm talking about anyone that actually believes as a Labor Liberal.
I like New Zealand. New Zealand was such a great place. So, I mean, the North and South Island, I loved it.
Forget about the country. I'm talking about politics. If anyone believes there is actually a real thing, that there is a left and right in your and you've possibly got a say in your life, it's not. It's an illusion, and I can't even talk to them. But, I'm always polite and I have a laugh, and she told me a funny story. But it reinforced nothing in common.
In common.
Nothing in common. Zero. Nada. Whatever. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Anyway, so who else can we talk about? So Diane Keaton.
Let's go back to Ace a little bit. Ace. I mean, He told a funny, what was the other funny story that Ace?
Anecdote.
Because I've had so many anecdotes. When it comes to anecdotes, and it really was, he was called the Spaceman, right?
Yes, he was.
Now, Spaceman and that outfit, he designed it,
So, Gene was a demon.
That's it. That's right. And he was Star Child. Ace Frehley, said to Paul, you should not, rather than have a circle around your eye, because of some bloody 60s thing where there was a dog movie TV.
And he said,
no, change it to a star. Put a star over your eye. Rick, I want to tell you. A lot of friends of mine were into stand-up comic you know, into comedy and doing, and one of my best friends, and this is, Ace Frehley reminded me of it when I was listening to one of his audios during the week. And it was my friend, what I used to do was, tell stories about my life and that. And yes, then the week after, my friend would, you know, he'd have like, you know, 10 women around him and he'd be telling the stories, my story, as if it was his.
Oh, that's,
and then,
that's a psychopath. Only a psychopath would do that. But it's the same. Look, it's the same with when you're on a show like.
And I tap him. I tap him on the shoulder. I go,
hang on. I said that, you fuckwit. That's my story.
Mm.
And you've got to do that. You've got to confront psychopaths. You've got to say, listen, you fuckwit.
I was a little bit of a psychopath. Like, I've looked up what psychopathy is.
And I'll say it again. I'm bi psycho. I'm partly
psycho.
Yeah. And that's why when I get on public transport, I want most of them to be executed. I'm telling you.
Every time the XBT comes past my house, man, I think of you. And now every time I think of Ace Frehley, I'm going to think of you. My bi psycho friend.
I'm bi psycho.
Yeah, I live right next to the railway tracks. I put a little a YouTube short. You should look at it. Where I walk, I've got the camera.
I saw it, Rollo. I saw it. You're
up. Yeah, I just wish I had a steady cam.
What surprised me the most is that you were up at 6:45 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that baffled me.
We'll
change the subject to something more interesting. My son, when it is Victoria, rang me yesterday and he said him and his girlfriend and his.
Did you just say the winner is Victoria? Did you just say that?
Look, I'm going to be quite honest here. I will say this now. I'd been to Victoria when I first came over here. I would have been, I'm telling you now, way better than Sydney. Way better than Sydney. I'd be a Victorian.
It is awesome down there. I mean, Sydney's got the bridge. It's got the opera house. It's
Centre Point.
Centrepoint Tower,
blah, 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 blah.
Iconic stuff.
Victoria, and I'll reiterate this, forget about what happened in the Victorian Dan Andrews era. I'm pretending that didn't happen, and I'm just seeing it for what I'm doing. And I love being in Melbourne. I love the record shop I went into. I had this best conversation with the guy that owns this record shop, me and him. There's this thing that when people are into music and they bump into each other, and they had this conversation, and me and him were just going, it was fucking out there. You know, we're talking about bands and stuff. Oh, and I'm like,
I'm so glad for you.
No, I just look to me.
So, Victoria, where was this? Was this in the middle of Melbourne, or was it out of the suburbs?
Sydney Street or Sydney? Only.
So, they've got a Sydney Street in Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's ironic.
Ian Verilicious, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I forget the name of the suburb, but anyway, it's fucking the secondhand shops.
My favorite street was Lygon Street beautiful restaurant.
10 minutes from Lygon Street. Anyway, my son contacted me yesterday. He goes, Dad, I've just come back from watching the Rocky Horror Picture Show. He goes, had no idea. And he said, and get this, they're going to put the show on next year, and he's going to audition for Count Frankenfurter, and his friend's putting the show on.
Okay.
And I'm like,
awesome.
Like, I can't believe, because he was such a quiet child, he's become way more, and him and his girlfriend are going out to shows every night of the week. They're just living this He's very much like my younger brother.
It's a charmed life. They're living a charmed life.
Well, he
because
is.
You as a brother. You as a brother. Yeah.
You know, well, dad.
Looked after them.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll give credence to his. Y'all listening to
Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
You do it. You.
Rollo,
you're
so
and you're
Saturday the 18th of, what is it, October? 23-5. Yeah, we've had a, like, seriously, I'm starting to get really hugely drunk now. I've done a whole bottle of vodka, more than John Bonham could ever do, but I could never play the drums as good as him.
Since we started, and I've had, I'll give you how many beers I've had. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I've had 6 beers.
You've only had 6 beers. And I can double that
if I want to very quickly, but I'm not going to.
I don't wish you to. It's not a pissing competition. How big is my dick? Is it bigger than yours? Mine's massive. Mine's fucking massive. It's 12 inches. That's why my wife was scared of it.
And that's why your wife has left you, because it's not that big. Anyway, going back to the conversation. So my son had, look,
I like that. It's
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You gotta be kidding me.
I have never ever watched that whole movie. I watched bits of it. Anyway, so my son went to a screening last night of Rocky Horror Picture Show, and he said,
"You never watched the whole thing." Can you believe it? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Let's do the time warp again.
No, I love that. No, the sound. Forget about it. I like the music and I like Meatloaf and etc. Yeah.
But you never watched the whole movie.
Never.
Yeah, I guess. Who were they? It was Susan Sarandon. Who was her boyfriend?
I can't remember. Some nobody. Yeah, but
look that up because he was. Richard O'Brien.
Yeah.
Richard O'Brien.
Who is the best friend of my cousin. And
there you go.
Where my son is in Melbourne, her son used to go and hang around the open. Richard O'Brien was like his kind of.
See, I'm jealous of the fact that you actually know someone that knows someone.
I stood out. I was on Dark City the very last night they filmed the very last scenes of Dark City.
Wow.
I was standing right outside Richard O'Brien's caravan.
Yeah.
And he used to come out. Dressed in this kimono, if you can imagine that, with this kind of whatever hair he's got left, and singing opera at the top of his voice. He was a real out there.
Richard O'Brien. Rick, this is what I really, really do love about you, is the fact that you've had not much contact, where you sit down for them for 2 hours. And if you sat down with Richard O'Brien, would you run out of questions after?
No. So I contacted my cousin and I said, what do you reckon the chances are if I catch up with him? Would he do an interview? And she said, he's really private, you know, because she's one of his best friends. One of his best friends. But
he wanted to keep himself to himself.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
I know, I would say Tavistock help fund that whole thing. Because what my son said last night, he said, Dad, you've got to watch this the whole film because it's so full of interesting things that you'd be into. And I said, look, I tried to, I'm talking about 1979 when I was like 15 or something or other, watch that film and I was like, eh.
Wow.
I wasn't into it, but I do love the soundtrack.
Did you hear that reminds me when you say it like that? If it's what you're into, remember Flight of the Conchords, that song?
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what you're into. Keep going, man.
I explained it to my son last night. I said, because I know the whole story about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm.
And so Richard O'Brien, he'd moved, he'd come to New Zealand when he was 4 or 5 years of age. His parents moved there, and he got a job. He worked on a farm, and he rode horses and did all the stuff. And you know, he came from England or from London, and then he decided to go back to England in the early 60s. And guess what? He got a job as a stuntman. Can you believe it? Because he could actually ride a horse. And the Carry On movies were doing all these kind of westerns parodies.
Okay.
And so Richard O'Brien was riding horses, and he actually lived in England and went back there in the mid 60s and worked in Carry On movies, become a stuntman for, you know, because he could ride a horse and because he learned that in New Zealand. But anyway, he's moved back to New Zealand and he lives there now, where I'm from, where exactly where I'm from, And anyway,
you were good mates with the guy that was on the Don Lane show that got hit by that car.
No, and... not good friends. You're talking about, you know, famous Australian stuntman. You're talking about, what's his name, that died not far from where I live.
Got
a car crash. Was it last year?
He seemed like a nice guy to me. But anyway, keep going about Richard O'Brien.
Richard O'Brien was, I happened to be on the last night of filming. I was on a lot, I was on Dark City from the beginning to the very end.
I like that film. I like that film. I really did. It was Kiefer Sutherland. There was William Hurt. Yeah, William Hurt. That's right.
The English guy that played. Anyway, on the very last night, I just happened to be outside Richard O'Brien's caravan. And this is the other thing. When you're on a film, if you're a somebody, you get your own caravan with every guy.
That's right, because, you had to be somebody to have your own
caravan.
A useless eater. Keep going. Yeah. I can't wait to hear the end of this.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that my cousin, female, was personally, you know, she was a very good friend of his, and I could have said, hey, Richard, I'm so-and-so's cousin. And he would have, probably didn't want to talk to me. I would say he's a shirt lifter, Vegemite drilling type, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well.
But he's very –
Not wrong with that.
And I'm walking around doing the vacuum cleaner thing as I'm saying that. But anyway, my son he said he'd never seen, and he hadn't seen it before. And he said that, Dad, he goes, you're going to love it because it's got so much culture stuff in the lyrics and the actual set. Because I'm telling you now, I've never, ever watched that thing. Now I'm going to have to watch it.
I have. Look, is your son straight?
Yes.
He's got a girlfriend. Well, there you go. I'm so glad about that because.
But it's not.
I dabbled in gay.
Homosexuality. Yeah.
Homosexuality when I was a younger man. And it just wasn't for me. It wasn't.
Well, at least you found out the hard way. I shouldn't say that, but, at least you found out.
But that's funny. Because that's ironic, you know, when you gotta dig up your butthole, you just, you know, it's just, It's just not, it just wasn't for me. But
it doesn't feel comfortable. You can't sit down.
Again, when it comes to being a poofed, yeah, a raving poofed, I've met quite a few of them. I'd love to have met Freddie Mercury, but I never got that chance. No. That would have been, you know, a highlight of my life.
Freddie's
Freddie
Mercury was a proper career homosexual. Proper career homosexual.
Absolutely. He was just.
His moustache would have been twitching.
A man.
His moustache would have been twitching sideways.
Yeah, but have you ever kissed a man?
No. I think it's unnatural.
When you feel a moustache back when you're kissing another man.
Look, Rollo, honestly, I wouldn't be able to eat just thinking about that. See, I've always said that is what chased me is unnatural. Just looking at two men kissing is like, please. Like, you know, can't you think of something better to do with your life? Go and
I tried watching. What was that thing with Heath Ledger? What was it called?
Never seen the Cowboy.
Well,
It was called.
There was Brokeback Mountain. That's it. You got it. But
why would he have done that? You know,
Michael Caine, when he had to kiss Chris Reeve in 1982. There was one scene, and they said, we're going to get it in one shot.
And they
had to passionately kiss. So Michael Caine and Chris Reeve, you know, the guy that played Superman.
It was a farce.
Look it up.
I don't want to.
Forget the name of it, because I'm here lying back on my super comfy couch. And I am not going anywhere because, you know, how much vodka I've had tonight. But watching Michael Caine kiss Chris Reeve, the Superman, passionately is as funny as all fuck to me.
If you're getting paid $1 million and you know how to do it from the side,
I would kiss you for $1 million. Would you?
Well, I'd want kiss 2 million.
Would you? I want 2 million.
Two million. And a stuntman. Oh, there you go. I don't want a stuntman.
No, it doesn't work like that. You've got to actually kiss me.
This is why I'm working as a cleaner. I'm working as a cleaner and a painter. Yeah,
exactly.
Because I'm not having to get paid to kiss men.
There are so many actors that will not kiss each other because
Alan Bates and Oliver Reed had to do a nude sex scene.
Well, there are two men that I absolutely adore.
And I'm talking about two of the most masculine men ever.
Yeah.
And apparently they...
And part of the story.
It's part of the story. Yeah. Oliver Reed and Alan Bates. It's called something about woman. What's the name? That famous English actress.
You're telling the story, mate.
Oh, yeah, she told the story. Diane Keaton? No. Glenda.
Glenda Jackson. She's a politician. Yeah, she's a politician.
She's dead.
My bad.
But Glenda Jackson. I think she might have been the lead female role, but Alan Bates and, of all people, Oliver Reed had to like roll around naked or do something. Like. And could you imagine? they got paid.
I could only imagine, mate.
They're thespians, so they did it. And you know,
of course, you got to take one for the team. That's what it's called. It's called taking it for the team. Yeah, exactly. No, that's classic.
I'd written a couple of notes down, but I might talk about them on another show. But I was talking about
do it here.
Speaking about weird show, I was thinking about Jackass, the show Jackass.
Yeah, I remember it well. It was where the guys would do stuntmen. And one of the things they said, don't do this at home.
But I'm telling you, I watched a couple of documentaries about Steve O. And to me, that guy is possessed. That guy is possessed by something or someone.
Yeah.
And he was doing things like when he was younger, when he first started getting into, filming themselves doing skateboard tricks.
He's one of my favorite of all of them. He's got his own fucking him with his thumbs up tattooed on his back. It's like the funniest tattoo.
I know what I'm saying that Steve-O is a classic example of someone possessed by something in him. As he was getting away with setting himself on fire, and look, the other day, and the he reason lost I all
his
up,
teeth. He lost all his teeth when he jumped off the fucking and did hit he? Solid concrete. Man, yeah. the dude,
hey, look,
had a snapping turtle attach itself to his nipple.
Yeah,
that guy's crazy. Have you read? You've never read his book.
But I know a fair bit because I've been actually watching documentaries.
I've read it. It's crazy. Read his book.
Is clearly possessed because he was getting away, like physically, the things he was doing and like setting himself on fire. He never got scar tissue. He never got burned. The guy is clearly, and there's a nefarious thing.
There's a chapter in his book where his father. It goes, my son is a shit fuck. That's what it is. It's chapter 11 or something. My son is a shit fuck. Yeah.
Well, he...
And he's a vegan or a vegetarian. He doesn't eat...
So he says. I'll find that hard to believe. But anyway, I'm telling you...
One of my favorite sons of his was when he was getting shot in the butt. And then he put the Indian ink on. He put the Indian ink on to make the face. Where the guy with a high powered, a super high power fucking BB gun.
The stars of Jackass and skateboarding stuff, they were doing things. But when you look at Steve-O's face,
crazy good.
I'm telling you, the guy, the guy was possessed. He had something in him that was allowing him to do the most stupid, inane stunts. So the general public...
Where are you going with this? Do you think that the universe is looking after them when they do stupid shit like this?
Because he was setting himself on fire. Now, the other day, Rollo, I was in my kitchen making my breakfast and I had the kettle on and I reached over the kettle. And my the underneath of my arm got the full burnt, the heat of the kettle had gone up on underneath my on my wrist. And I've now got this big red welt that's still there. I've seen Steve-O.
You're living in the real world, mate. Well, you're living in the real world.
I've got the scars and the burn to show it. Now, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Set himself on fire and did all these stunts and stuff like that. He had no burns, no scars. The guy was a walk-in. He had a walk-in. He was possessed. There's no doubt about it.
It's called a charmed life.
No, it's called a walk-in. He was just an empty vessel and something came in. I'm telling you, he's an empty vessel.
Do you think so?
I'm telling you. I burned myself with a minor issue the other day. That guy, he could have poured a.
It sounds like jealousy or envy to me. Like you.
I'm not envious. I'm just glad to see I'm not glad to see. I'm just saying this guy was divinely protected. Sorry, evilly protected.
You know what he did for most of his life? He worked on, you know, those cruise ships. You know, those fucking awful things.
For a while he did that.
Yeah. Oh.
I know about him.
What a nightmare living on one of those things. I got here to Australia on, well, it wasn't.
10-pound pump. A 10-pound
pump. Oh, it was a 10-pound pump. Ricket. Why do we do that?
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Vincent Price. All the way from, where am I from? I can't remember. Anyway, Vincent Price on the 18th of October, 2025. Woe to you,
O earth and sea. Yes.
Oh, the devil stands a bit further off because he knows his time is short. The devil who has understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 2026. Oh, 666. Thank you very much.
Did you hear, Sarah? So we're on fakeologists. we're on Truth Meets. So ironic, yeah. We're on truthmeets.com. Our lovely Rick and Rollo and Jolo. Like, Jolo is one of my favorite people now, like you, Rick.
Well, pay him some money and he'll feel more comfortable about
it. I will give him 600 buckaroos, but I want to kiss. I want to kiss right on the mouth.
No.
I want that fat bastard, because he's put a bit of weight on. I want him to kiss me, and I want tongue as well.
I've got some doubts that you're ever going to be back on the show ever again, Rollo, after that one. But anyway.
You think I'm going to get? Hold on. We've got two songs we've got to go. We've got 2000 Man and we've got Talk to Me. Remember?
No, okay, you can have one and I'll have one. My one will be
Mine, I'll go 2000 Man.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I'm going to say New York Groove by Ace Frehley.
Yeah, it was the cover. Yeah, well, 2000 Man was the cover. You said it already. It was
It was a Rolling Stone song from the Our Satanic Majesty's Request, or whatever it was called. They were so obviously into no good, the Rolling Stones, back in 1967 or whatever it was.
Look, it's way too young for me. The Beatles and the Rolling Stones, way too young. But I certainly look back on them with fondness. I was a Stones man. Were you Beatles or Stones?
I was both, but I've got no illusions about where they got their music from. And
they sold their souls to the devil or something. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but I'm saying that Steve O from the Jackass and the other imbecile, the whole lot of them, they look terrible now. And particularly the
happens when we get older.
Yeah,
Ace Frehley just before he passed away?
He looked like an
old man, but he still had the beauty. He still had the same kitty sense of humor
and the hair,
like all the guitars. Like he had 100 guitars and so many bloody cars and the biggest mansion. Yeah, I mean,
he had lots of money. But how come? So obviously he didn't get involved with a lot of women or have a lot of children. Did he have any children? I'd like to know that.
Yeah.
Did he have children?
I think he had kids. Oh, where's my fucking phone?
Yeah, look it up.
I'm sure Ace Frehley, did he have? I think he did. He had two kids, I think. And he was married to a child. for me. You know what I mean?
He was married to what?
One of those stories where you think a rock and roll star with all the fucking, you know, all the pussy that's been put in front of you. Yeah, I mean, look at Donald Trump, you know. He had pussy put in front of him. And he grabbed one on the pussy and then he was never forgiven for it, you know. The greatest man that ever lived. You got Donald Trump, fucking me. He will never be forgiven for my wife. Still hates him for that.
For what? What did he do?
Because it got recorded, and he posted about pussy. It.
Look, I have to grab my pussy. I have to grab my pussy.
Yeah, but your pussy's a little different.
No, she's not. No, she's not. She's overfed and spoilt. I would say that. And she's hairy as anything. It's incredible.
I've seen your pussy. She looks. It's an awesome animal. It's an awesome animal. And my dog Rady, is going to live. My dog's going to live to a, you know, way after I die. I'm definitely not.
Really? Do you think so?
I'm definitely on my last leg.
Rolly, you were on your last legs about 5 years ago, and you somehow got better.
Well, what was I looking up again? I'm looking up something here. What am I looking up?
Ace Frehley have children?
Did Ace Frehley have children? Okay, I'll do it on. What's it called, that new thing, that AI thing that we got
AI,
now?
AI DuckDuckGo or AI whatever. Yeah,
it just comes straight up. Did Ace Frehley have children? I don't know. Let's have a look.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this again.
Did Ace Frehley die? Okay. Yeah, he did. No, it auto-corrected. It auto-corrected me. See what I mean?
Look, Rollo, I was on about this last week, the strange how your phone seems to know what you're thinking. I remember that very well, what you said.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this morning I was on Facebook and somehow an album came up, suggested album, and it was Look at Yourself by Uriah Heep. Great band, fantastic band. And I was looking at it going, yeah, that's a great album, you know. I thought nothing of it. And then when I was at the gym tonight, I put on Apple Music, and guess what song came on? Look at Yourself from Uriah Heep. And I was like, how could that have even happened? Somehow I thought about this album and it came up as a suggested song I'd like. Now, but then it's obviously how it can happen. The internet feeds you stuff. It will suggest stuff to you. And then when you put on something that's related to your internet, that particular thing will come up. And you'll think, oh, I'm in the Matrix. I'm in the Matrix. And
one of my favorite movies of all time. You worked on this, honestly.
No. But not one of my favorites.
I'm so jealous that you worked on that set. Or you worked to, you know, seriously, one of the best movies in my lifetime. Ace and Jeanette. I'm just going to tell you the story. Ace and Jeanette welcomed one child together. Okay. Ace became a father when he and Jeanette welcomed their first child, daughter Monique, in 1980. In 1980, okay. Over the years,
she'll be now 45 years of age.
Yep, that's right. Guitarist has shared several glimpses, so he's keeps his shit to himself. Private. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, Paul Stanley.
If you're public,
Paul Stanley hasn't had children. I guarantee you now. Oh, I shouldn't say it, but I'm suggesting.
Let me look that up on. I've got this new fucking chat.
Paul Stanley kisses children. I bet you he hasn't got any. Just a guess.
Well, he met my father and he had a drink with him.
He's rumored to be a Vegemite driller.
All right, he's 73 years old. He was born in 1952. Paul Stanley is an American musician who was a co-founder of the hard rock band Kiss, was the band's rhythm guitarist, co-lead vocalist, and chief songwriter from 1973, the retirement in 2020. So they're not doing it.
Yes, they are. No. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Well,
you know what, bands, they can't stop retire. Because
it's the money. Because guess what?
It's not the money. I think it's,
of course, I think it's the ego.
No, I guess it's ego. The adulation. Have you ever been on stage and got the best laugh? The best laugh. Well, I have, because I used to run trivia, and you get the best laugh, and it is addictive. Where you've got a sea of people in front of you.
If you're a psychopath, personally.
Yeah, well. I'm not a maybe I'm a psychopath. I don't know.
Well, I'm bi-psycho.
Bi-psycho. I know.
I created that term too. Has anyone else come up with that bi-psycho? not as far as I know.
Look at Paul Stanley. Still looks good for his age. So he married a woman called Pamela Brown. Bowen, sorry. In 1992, and then they got divorced in 2001. See, that was the thing with me, is like divorce was always a problem for me.
Well, you never got married, right? So it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, well, I never got married, but I, you know, when you make a commitment with someone,
Green. Why don't you love me?
That's why I'm not. In a relationship, just that voice.
Pets and animals are different, but I honestly, I suffered with jealousy.
Well, I bet you did.
My whole life. Yeah, it was if I fell in love with someone, I'd fall in love with them, And if they wanted to fuck someone else, I would be so jealous. You know,
that's normal.
I was shameless with that. I was never taught.
Yeah, but that's completely normal. If you're in a relationship, you do not want someone else doing things with that particular part of the anatomy of the woman that you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
That's completely normal. Mm. That's not abnormal. Mm. That's normal. You're being normal.
But I was never taught that from a young age. If I was a father,
Yeah, well, that's true. That's right. Being a father is a very high responsibility, and I give advice to my children, and that's
I'm going to go back out of the balcony and have another cigarette. If we're still talking, what time is it? Is it too late to talk?
No, it's time. I think we should go because we've done.
Tell me the story. Tell me the father story about jealousy.
No, you don't teach anything. No, I'm just saying you give advice. Like, you know, this is what happened.
Mm. Sorry. And you brought your kids up well.
Yes, I did.
They're all in relationships and sorry to be so personal. Yeah, it's no, quite a
But anyway,
that's okay. Look, I made
as long as you're happy with that person, no problem. But if there's issues, you know, but whatever. But Ron, I don't think we should keep. I'm not doing another.
No, I hear what you're saying. You're a good father.
We want Jolo to play.
I loved it when you were on the plane and the plane wasn't going to crash. You remember when you were saying that, yeah, that you were like when I was in Vanuatu, I really did. You don't want to be on a plane where you're in the cockpit and you have to pull the yoke back and just go and then wake. It was a female.
Well, it's fantastic.
Anyway, she had a big night. Yeah, big night the night before, you know.
Well, I think we'll wind up the Rick and Rollo show.
All right.
Now.
Oh, we'll do it after?
Maybe, but I am not going on any. Look, I cannot stand. I hate audio. What do you call it? Audio chats. Whatever. After, there's no way I've got anything relevant to say after. Hmm. I've been on for two hours. It's not worth it.
You're not slurring.
Rollo, I'm fine, but I just don't want to go and do anything else afterwards. But well, so what are the two songs you want Joel, the wonderful creator?
Okay, yes. So 2000 Man.
2000
Man, which is the can second song
that,
of.
And that, can you send that?
I will. I'll send it to Joel. And the other one is Talk to Me.
No.
Talk to Me.
I've never even heard it, but I don't like it. I want to hear New York Groove by off the solo album of.
That's fair enough. Because I get one.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit rude and I am a control freak.
I am
a control freak. I got my brand new
whippersnipper, my Ryobi whippersnipper back today.
Fantastic.
And
I love hearing about
it. And it would weed whack. Oh man, there's not a weed in sight that wants to come inside.
I did that today as well. But anyway, yeah, the second song will be New York Groove by Ace Frehley from his first solo album. Absolutely fantastic. So can you send that to Jolo?
New York Groove and what was mine? I forgot mine already.
The theme to Coronation Street with Ina Sharpton.
I'll tell you a story about Coronation. It was my father when I was
China, Burma.
My mother loved that beautiful song. My mother loved watching what do you call it?
I can't remember.
It's one of the things that makes me cry because my mother absolutely loved watching. Coronation Street. The one with the river, the Thames.
You're talking about
Wendy Richards. Yeah, exactly.
What's it called?
And my father was such a fucking bully. He wouldn't let my mother watch that.
Really?
Even here in Australia, though she could watch it every day. My father was such a bully.
So it's Coronation Street, and what's the other one called? The Wendy Richards. It was
called EastEnders.
EastEnders. Yes.
I swear to God, we had it. She could watch it, my mother, but my father was such a fucking. He said, "You're not allowed to watch television or whatever." I said,
"Really?"
My father was a fucking cunt. Nightmare. Oh, fuck! Cunt isn't. I don't even. There is a word that could describe how disgustingly
control
the way he the control freak that he was. Yeah. He was a and then he calmed down in his later years.
Yeah, but at least he didn't take you in to get your foreskin removed like most parents did.
He was very when it came to that, he said, You touch my son's dick, I will fucking kill you.
Can I just tell you, I would vote for him every time when it came to Father of the Year award. Just for that. Just for that. You're listening to...
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
This is Vincent Price. On the, let me have another look at the calendar. It's the 18th of October, 2025. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends his beast with wrath, because he knows his time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is Rick and Rollo, episode number 51, be told.
Vincent Price,
all I want to do is grab my guitar and start playing My Time Is Short. What was the song?
Number of the Beast. But that wasn't his.
The Number of the Beast.
Thank you
for bringing that up. My father, thank you for that, what you said there.
Sexual organs.
Yeah.
Brutal.
My father was absolutely on song.
Fantastic.
No, don't touch my child's penis. I never got circumcised. I still got my foreskin, and apparently, getting your foreskin
removed,
cut off, or whatever.
Absolutely brutal. It is the most
a brutal thing. Yeah, you do to a child.
Anyone that would think that's natural is not normal, and that's why.
If we are created in God's image,
exactly. And I'm proudly here to say that I had made sure my two sons are completely natural.
Good.
There's
female circumcision where they cut their clits off.
Exactly. That's going to be normalised. I have to say this. I guarantee you now that you'll never hear.
Well, the trans thing where they're trying to make men into females and females to males.
The fact that female circumcision, which is a thing, guaranteed. Will never become mentioned on the media because they know that they want that as a normal thing.
They don't have fun having sex.
No, they can't feel it.
When their clit's cut off.
Yeah.
So you don't have an orgasm or you have to pretend to have one. You know, it's the most disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Look, it's butchering your natural body. Completely unnatural.
Look, I was vaccinated. I was vaccinated when I was a younger man.
Yeah, we all were.
Australia.
Yep, I was there.
I was injected. With God knows what. I'm just glad that I made it through it. You know,
anyway, Rollo, we're gonna wrap this up, and we're not gonna.
All right, what song are we? 2000 Man, and then yours.
We'll just go.
I thought we could do two in a row, you know. Not five in a row, but two in a row. But no, it's okay, my friend.
No, we'll
seriously,
do...
You are the best friend.
Which is a cover version of the Rolling Stones from the album.
It was
Their Satanic Majesty's Request.
Of Kiss Dynasty. It was the second.
No, I'm talking about the Rolling Stones album was their Satanic Majesty's Request. And it had them all sitting in this kind of 3D album. It was 3D printed so you could kind of look into it. And some great songs on that album, be told. And then
I love it.
We'll do the after show. So we're going to say 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Good night. We're going to listen to 2000 Man.
2000 Man. Thank you, Bello. Thank you, Bello.
Off the Dynasty album, I Was Made for Loving You. Try singing this at home, Fake Hollanders.
in the market for a cheap tool, come here, truthmeats.com. We've got plenty of cheap tools. Take Rollo. Comes here every Saturday night, gets a massive windfall, doesn't donate to his favourite platform. What a cheap tool. Truthmeats.com. Get a cheap tool. Rollo, $0 down. Welcome to Rollo's Delight, who just opened up a new bakery in Cardiff. And look, your satisfaction will be guaranteed because we don't give you any dough. Not a crust, not a crumb. Rollo loafs around all day, but he still needs his dough. Is anyone getting any of this? Come into Rollo's Delight Bakery. We guarantee you won't get any dough.
And then 1, 2, 3, after show. Boom. This is the after show, Rick and Rollo. Rick and
what a great tune. Ace Frehley back Ace in Frehley. The day, man. And his voice and his guitar work there, 2000 man. And it was the perfect cover of, as you say. Yeah, of the
Rolling Stones.
I love the Rolling Stones. Have you ever met Mick Jagger?
No.
Have you ever met Ace Frehley?
Could I have? No. But certainly the Rolling Stones. I had a. And I keep talking about okay. This. It's one of my greatest regrets of all my life. Being known as Rick regrets. Doesn't like going out after 8 o'clock. It's a work night. And so a friend of mine had free tickets to the Enmore Theatre, Rolling Stones doing a warm up to their next night's big arena show, and Angus and Malcolm Young were getting up to play a gig with the Rolling Stones. I had the ticket number 15 or whatever it was that was never used. Because the guy said, "Oh no, Rick won't. It's a work night. Rick, I want to go there."
Done the same shit.
Apparently,
I did the same shit. I was given free tickets to in 1988, the Pink Floyd, and all I did was fuck some.
Yeah. Chick on the
random on a bloody
monorail.
Oh, monorail.
It's probably on film. Back in the day, they probably got it on film. Anyway, actually, Rollo, I don't think we should do a long an extra because I think listening to myself last week, I could hear I was three sales.
You were on top shelf. I mean, I know when I fuck up, you worry about fucking up when you fuck up a story or you.
I don't want to hear myself drunk when I'm talking, especially when I listen to.
You don't sound drunk now. Look at me. I've had seriously, I'm not joking, I don't know how my body copes with it, but
you're not talking sober. I've had a bottle of whiskey. That's one of the great grabs from the shows we've done. Anyway,
we'll say it again. The day my fucking father told me about meeting Paul Stanley and having a fucking drink with him, like seriously, you and Dave Gleason, or
no, I would be happy if my father said. I said, "Dad, what did you do last night?" I said, "I caught up with Paul Stanley from Kiss." I go, "Fantastic!"
But he didn't do it like that. He said he couldn't give a fuck.
Anyway,
that was the thing that pissed me off. My father had a real nasty streak.
I don't care. I keep speaking to to people's sons, including where I stay in Sydney. And he's got this fatherhood issue, like you have, about his father making him do this. And I said, but you were 21 years of age. You could have left and done whatever you want. But he's like, oh, no, Dad wouldn't have let me do it. And I was like, did Dad have a chain around your neck?
My father kicked me out.
Well, exactly. So what are you complaining about? He kicked you out.
No. Obviously, that was the right thing to do, right?
Exactly. It's a great thing.
Yeah, my father said, here you go, $500.
And fuck off.
And fuck off to Sydney, and I don't want to see you again. And it was fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. At least he told you what he wanted you to do, and that's moving there. And you became the pizza delivery from hell.
The pizza delivery, that was the icing on the cake of my life. I got my Westpac job. All right. Okay. So it was an awesome job, right? Working in a bank. But my real fun job was actually delivering pizzas.
Well, exactly. It's a fantastic job. That's what I can't understand why people underestimate the fun of driving around with a warm pizza and going and knocking on someone's door. And they might be having a party and they're going to say, hey, dude, come in. Yeah. Like, what's his name from Family? What's that show?
Seth MacFarlane.
Father Knows Best. Whatever that show, what's his name from that show that was a big show in Australia that you knocked on his door?
Are you talking about Fat Pizza?
No, I'm talking about Snuff. What's his name? From Hey Dad. What's his name?
The guy from Hey Dad. Yeah,
You went there and he shouted at you.
I know exactly. Muff. All right, I know where you are now. Where you are. Muff. Yeah, I met him. I got to smoke bongs with him. Yeah, okay.
Huge show. Huge show.
It was a huge show on Channel 7. Yeah, that's right.
And then the father got jailed.
Yeah, and it was right on the water. Right near the bridge, the fucking that same bridge place there.
They walk, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rollo, I think we should wind it up.
Fuck that. Fuck that noise. I'm going long. And I'm going along because have you got the ability to actually mute me? Mute?
No.
You don't?
This is the thing. You can talk all night on
this. Yeah, but the thing is, when people have the ability to mute, let's calm down. When you were ever talked to people, famous people on the radio, if you ever spoken to John Laws or Alan Jones or all of these people, obviously my favorite is John Laws, but there are so many Sydney talkback people that we did talk back overnight, and it was so much fun. Clive Robertson, Ron Casey. What's a fucking
the greatest for me? Mike Jeffries.
Mike Jeffries.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but. Is Mike Jeffries still with us?
Yes, he's doing overnight. Well, he was in 2GB.
Sorry, I must be thinking of someone else. Like,
he was Clive Robertson's best friend.
I must be
Yeah, I do get confused. Right. Look, how many fucking vodkas have I had tonight?
Too long.
It was no, it's awesome. I love late night, overnight, and listening to talkback. I really did. Yeah, I what, John Tingle. Do you remember John Tingle?
He strangled you.
He did. Yes. I lived next.
Why not?
Well, because I probably deserved it. I don't know.
Sorry, I just had to have a shave.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious, actually.
I was a live on air shave that I had to do because I could not stand having a unshaven. I'm telling you, I cannot stand. I don't like
being unshaven.
Yeah. No, I was unshaven before. And now I'm completely shaven. I did that live on air.
Well, I don't understand.
This is the after show, not the Rick and Rollo show. And I'm not being unprofessional here. I'm not talking sober here. I've had a bottle of vodka.
Is that Velo? Did Velo just pump in something in there?
That's me. That thing that when it says I'm not talking sober here, I'm having a bottle of vodka.
That's hilarious.
I've had a bottle of whiskey. That was your right. That was you.
I loved when it came to my younger days. It was Doug Mulray.
Yes.
And it was Triple M. And yes. It was just me driving my car to work. Cause I had a pretty cool car and I had a pretty cool FM. Because, when Doug went from AM to FM, it was just fantastic. And when he played music and Doug Mulray, when he said, the Simpsons first came on the radio, the Simpsons, you know, the American.
That was about 1989.
Cartoon.
Yeah. 1989.
Yeah. And he just went off like a frog in a sock. I said, I just watched a TV show last night called The Simpsons, which was a cartoon. Yeah, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Doug Mulray's
and so the Simpsons came on. I wasn't sure
that Andrew Denton had actually.
The Simpsons arrived on that show that not Ruby Wax.
The Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman show.
I know it. I wasn't born yesterday.
No, we know it.
It was awesome, but it was Doug Mulray on the radio. He just wanted to be in the studio with him, with Andrew Denton and the whole crew.
Miss Lizzie,
that's right. So you know what I'm talking about, yeah. And when they switch from Double J, what was it? The ABC. They gave him $2 million or whatever. Yeah,
a lot of money.
A lot of money. But you get paid a lot of money. You know why? Because that's what you're looking at. Tall buildings. You're in Sydney. Yeah, man. I don't know why Doug Mulray. I don't want to tell that. There's a story I know that I.
If you say that you shouldn't tell it, I'm going to vouch for you. You don't need.
there's a story I know that I'll tell you about.
No, but I was on a ferry with the boys. I think my sons. We'd been over to Darling Harbour, or we're going somewhere. And I looked over, and I went, "There's Doug Mulray and Miss Lizzie sitting, three seats from me." But he was kind of looking at. I thought he was looking at me, and I looked over, and I went, "Whoa, that's." He's probably going, "Does this guy recognize me?" Because he was a living. Greatest radio star to me back in the 80s and 90s. And this was about early 2000s when I had children. And they would definitely...
You're making me jealous again.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely him with his wife, and he was on a ferry. And I remember going, now I go, I wish I went over and said, look, Doug, you are so funny, and you made me laugh.
Uncle Doug. Uncle Doug. And I bet he would have said back to you.
He would have. He would have said,
oh, thanks for watching, and thank you.
He just had that look.
Easygoing guy. Like Dave Faulkner.
Very easy.
Oh, Dave, if you met Dave Faulkner in real life, just by accident, playing pool, would you beat him in a game of pool?
I can't remember who won the game. It was definitely him. And I got a drink.
Definitely him. It was, of course, it was him. He.
You're listening to
Rick and Bola.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
I'm Rick from the Rick and Rollo show, and we're listening to the after show on Rick and Rollo episode number 51. Oh, sorry, it was a previous show. This is the after show on Rick and Rollo.
We're going all night, mate. Clive Robinson. Remember Clive? One of the funniest conversations I've ever had.
My role model. But anyway, it's the 18th of October, 2025, episode number 51 of the after show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, but I'm not going to last.
When I spoke to Clive that night, it must have been, let me think. It must have been 2008
or something like that.
It could have been. Yeah, 2008. Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, it was awesome. He just said, "Don't worry, Richard John Laws is nothing to be feared."
Clive told you the truth that Richard John Laws, which is his real name, is not to be feared, and you feared him. But we did so many funny shows on the particularly the part. Sorry,
because I rang him. I rang him so many times.
All the time.
But I wasn't. I wasn't like
rude. Yes, you were rude.
Well, I was a little bit rude, maybe, but not like what was his name? I don't know exactly what was going on with that. With him
Norman.
But
Norman was definitely hated him, and he definitely was saying really nasty things about him.
I think so.
I don't think it was set up. I think actually that was real.
That was real. I know real hatred. I know real hatred.
Really nasty to John. Your hero.
The thing is, I actually said I dropped the F bomb with John one day. I got dumb buttoned. Yeah, I said, "You fucking," and because I was talking about the story about where Liz Jackson, do you remember the Liz Jackson story?
Yeah, I know the story.
I dropped the F bomb.
Yeah, but I said to
and
you,
I got
if,
dumb.
That's your, yeah. if that's your hero, why would you bring that story up? Because it was definitely upset him.
He's my hero, yeah.
And you went and said something nasty about him. Which you did. You said that he was a cash for comedy.
Yeah. Well, never meet heroes. Maybe that's yep. Is that what it is? You should never meet your heroes.
I think so. There could be a there. There could be a there. Sure. Anyway, Rollo, I think I'm going to go. I'm going to let you go.
All right, we're going out with the two songs. Remember, with 2000 Man.
No, the last song will be. He says with a big knife. It'll be
big knife. What are you going to do? Cut my throat with it.
You'd love that too. You'd like that. No, the song New York Groove.
New York Groove
by
Ace Frehley.
Great song. Not written by him, of course, but it was a cover
Doesn't matter. But a really good song.
I love it.
A big rest in peace. A big rest in peace to Ace Frehley. When you're a kid and you see people in face makeup and you've got all these cards.
Not face masks, but face makeup.
No, but they're face makeup. Yeah, that's right. And I've still got all my face, the cards. So, you know.
Can you send that song to Jolo? New York Groove. Actually, I'll do it now while I'm doing it. New York Groove.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's all right. He would have cut it. He would have cut us off already by now.
No.
Trust me. He would have cut us off by now. Just send it to him. Yeah, the New York Groove.
Really, here we go.
Yeah.
I've got it here.
None of this.
RIP New York Groove A side 978.
That's it. None of this is going to air.
I've got this stuff on Facebook. YouTube saying,
yeah,
how Ace Frehley made New York Groove his own because it wasn't his song, just like 2000.
Yeah.
Man, but
2000 Man. My favorite. I wanted 2000 Man. Yeah. 2000
Man. You got
that. Seriously. There are so many fucking people that are so. You know, they think they're so famous. Whereas Ace Frehley, I think he was just at the beginning of his career. Thought he was famous, and then when he got kicked out, it was lovely when he was kicked out. Him and Peter Criss, it was so funny, you know, getting kicked out of the band because all Paul and Gene, just you know, these guys are, I mean, they're professional musicians and whatnot, but they just. They couldn't handle it. I miss the drummer Eric Carr, Bruce Kulick. Yep. How many guys went through Kiss, but when you put the makeup back in 1996, it was awesome. That's what I wanted. I absolutely wanted. Them with the makeup on, you know, it was just everything. I was so fucking disappointed when, I was just saying, he had a drink too many and
drugs
and
alcohol.
He hit his head. He hit his head on the corner of the table that won't move.
While I'm here being a conspiracy theorist, I'm telling you now, there's an awful lot of famous people out there all doing their life stories at this present stage and all saying that they had head injuries and And I'm telling you now, Molly Meldrum is one of them. And I'm telling you now, Rollo, they're doing this. And Steve Jones
is he on his last legs again?
No, Molly. But if they ever get taken to court for all the things they got up to when they were younger, they're going to go, I had a head injury, and I can't remember anything.
What do you think Molly did when he was younger? Fuck,
he was a
fucking young man brother. In the like Peter Andre in the
art. Exactly. Yep. I'm sad to say that.
Like, right. There's nothing. If Peter Andre didn't want to be fucked in the art,
that's one name. I'm talking about all the other many names.
I'm not kidding. My father. The funniest story is my father hitting and kissing. My father kissed Molly Meldrum.
Accidentally.
But it's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
It was funny. It's a funny story. I give you that. But I'm saying that the rumors about these famous so-called, are all, they were, dealing with younger men and blah, 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 blah. And now they can say, I've had a head injury and I can't remember.
I was the younger man. I was. Let me put it this way. I was, I was messed with a little bit. Sydney. I'd gone to Sydney. I got fucked in the ass. That's all.
I don't know why I'm lying.
Look, it's just. It's just the way of the world.
That's the way of the world.
Yeah.
What a great song. Can I just, before we go, I can remember listening to Duran Duran's first album.
I love him. Simon Le Bon.
I was going out with some chick back in 83, 84, whatever it was, your first girlfriend. And they were all into Duran Duran. But there was a song were playing.
The guy's beautiful.
Yeah, Simon Le Bon. I was going on about this. I was talking about this to somebody recently, but I was saying they had some really good, a few really good songs off their first album. It was called Something About the World.
I would say they were one hit wonder. Their biggest hit was Planet Earth. This is Planet Earth. Yeah. Now, try and think of another.
I'll tell you now. The biggest one was Girls on Film.
Girls on Film. The video was women. Yep, that's right. That was for a James Bond film.
Girls on Film had the first basically.
It was still good though.
No, it was good. If you watch the video, you actually saw topless women wrestling in jelly on a thing. I mean, this was on mainstream media back in the day. Yeah. And I was like,
mainstream media back in the day would. Oh, wow, a lot more than these
days.
They
certainly did.
Yeah.
So Girls on Film, the video, original video, which was it went for about 6 or 7 minutes. It was like, it wasn't a short. And they had naked women. Anyway, Rollo, I want to go. Honestly, I don't want to be part, because I've already had too much to drink and I'm going to go to sleep. But I'll give you a call after.
Tell me, say this. I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve. You ain't doing
I'll tell you now, guaranteed. I'm a civil fistler. I have a fist of unfizzled fists and a civil of unfizzled sibblers. There you go.
I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of sifted thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles.
because I'm a thistle sifter. And it was Peter Sellers.
No.
That was taught that when he was a young man. Peter Sellers is one of my favorite.
Are you sure? Anyway, we're going to go and Rollo, I'll give you a call. We'll speak on unrecorded.
Maybe on, Reckon Rollo 52. Like, because this Rollo
52. No, 52 will be next week, Rollo. Rollo, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to go to a birthday party next week.
Where are you off to?
In Balmain. Balmain. Yeah, Colin. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'll be going to a 70th birthday party.
I won't be here next week. You know why? Because I'm killing yourself. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, fantastic.
When you do it, Rollo, can you film
every part of it so I can watch it? No, we'll do Rick and Rollo next Sunday night, not this next Saturday night. Rick and Rollo.
We'll do it Sunday night. All right, that's Sunday night. Okay.
I'll be back by then. All right.
All right. Well, have a good time with your party and with your friends. Because I've got none.
You're no friends. No friends whatsoever. Of course you have, you lying. You liar.
No, I've got no friends.
What a cunt.
I've got a little doggy here.
That's illegal, Rollo. Just remember that. It's illegal to perform any act with a dog. Apparently so.
Oh, that was Philip Ruddock. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That prostitute said to me,
yeah.
All right, Rollo, we're going to go.
All right. Can we go with that?
No, we're going out with
Philip Ruddock, fucking no. dog.
Please.
It was hilarious, though.
All right.
I have a photographic memory.
I'll give you a call after we hang up. Over and out. This is Rick and Rollo after show, and we're going out with what was the song?
I'm not going out. I'm going to just sit here, and I've got this thing called now. What's it called? Music box. Well, I want to. Yeah, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go. Over and out. Be told.
So, do you think I should sit here and play music?
No.
Nah,
if you can, go for it.
Fuck that noise.
No, we'll do it next week.